Through their investment in the Minnesota Corn Checkoff, corn growers are fueling research and initiatives that build a more sustainable future for farmers and all Minnesotans. The Minnesota Corn Podcast introduces you to the individuals who are shaping future ag practices, identifying new markets, and promoting agriculture with the non-farming public.
Our guest for this episode is Lindsay Peace, an assistant professor and extension specialist in nutrient and water management at the University of Minnesota. Lindsay, tell us about the research that you are highlighting at the MinAg Expo this week.
So this project we're highlighting is a two-year trial where we are looking at a corn-soybean rotation. We are looking at different products of phosphorus fertilizer and seeing how they perform on a one-time rate versus a two-time rate, and hopefully carrying that through the whole rotation between corn and soybeans, because something that's really common that we see people do but we don't get to study a whole lot as scientists is this idea of applying a two-year rate of phosphorus to corn and then seeing how that carries through the corn year and then following the soybean year. So what we're looking at here is just looking at how that affects the yield in the corn year, but then also from a water quality perspective, when you are applying fertilizers at a higher rate than what's recommended and what can the plant can use in a single year, you are creating a slight water quality risk. So you're hoping to try to get some information on that as well, so that we know whether A, it's a good strategy for profit, and B, whether it's a good efficient strategy to be using for your fertilizer. Is it still going to be there the following year?
So given that it's a multi-year study, how far along are you and what are the findings that you can share?
Yeah, so far we are about 3 years into this project. We have a full corn and soybean 1 year of the project and then another year of the corn. So we are finished with the corn aspect of the project, which is why it's great to be talking about this for the expo. And we are talking about, what we've learned is that the different rates of phosphorus, if you have sufficient phosphorus, you're going to see a yield benefit from applying the right rate of phosphorus. When you have a zero rate versus a one rate, then you get a yield boost. But when you go from the one rate to the two rate, you already have a sufficient amount applied. So we aren't seeing, you know, more phosphorus, more yield, not up in Crookston.
And I'm glad you mentioned Crookston at the end there, because I was about to ask, you know, how regionalized would you say is this issue? Are farmers all over the state and maybe all over the Midwest potentially applying too much, or is this sort of isolated to your part of the state?
I think this is a common strategy that we see across the Midwest, and this is something that I saw really commonly before I moved to Minnesota and when I was in Ohio. You know, in that corn soybean rotation, because you're not applying any nitrogen to the soybean, it's really convenient to, before the corn year, get all of your nutrients down for the 2 years. So this is something that's been on my mind for a long time as far as, you know, how to look at what is happening, and I think it's actually probably less common in Northwest Minnesota, where we don't have as many corn soybean rotations, but it's something that I think is really important to look at in our different regions of the Midwest.
It sounds like an encouraging result, because essentially what you're saying is you don't have to use as much, and so you're going to become more efficient. That's going to help the bottom line.
Yeah, I think definitely you want to just be as efficient as possible with your results. Yeah, over applying and applying more than you need is not going to add any more yield. So save your money, spend that on something else.
What are some other takeaways from this? And maybe besides just getting this information out to farmers, I mean, this is pretty significant from an environmental standpoint too. So how's that messaging going to work?
Yeah, I think what we are looking at and what we're still kind of looking at is really what the effect is when you have these higher rates of phosphorus and what that might mean when it comes to runoff. One of the things that we see in Northwest Minnesota is we don't have a ton of rain during the growing season, so we don't see a big surface runoff problem, you know, while the crop is out there. But in our snowmelt period, where we have a lot of water moving across the surface of the water, we're hoping that phosphorus is staying put. And so far, that is what we're seeing. We are seeing that the phosphorus more or less is staying put, and we are you know, going to keep testing that. And we still have one more year left to look at that data, but hoping to, you know, report back good results with that.
And based on the results, in addition to possibly changing rates, what are some other practices that, farmers should consider based on your findings?
Yeah, I think, you know, in addition to just applying the phosphorus at the rates that the crop is going to need it, what we could also do, I mean, one thing we talk about a lot is subsurface placement of phosphorus. I mean, one of the best ways to avoid any opportunity for that fertilizer to move away, and this goes for nitrogen as well, is we find if you can at least get it in contact with the soil, then it has an opportunity to bind and stay in place. If you're just broadcasting the phosphorus on the surface, and I should say that for this trial, we did broadcast and incorporate. So we did have that opportunity for the phosphorus to bind into the soil, which I think is a reason why we're not seeing it move. If you're just leaving things on the surface, then it is exposed to the environment and can really be a lot more risky for moving off field.
And let's maybe talk briefly, Lindsay, about the partnership with Minnesota Corn and the significance of that.
This has been a great partnership with Minnesota Corn. Really appreciate the support that they're giving. I think one thing that we run into in Northwest Minnesota is that we are a little behind the rest of the state in terms of getting fertility trials out there. Corn is still relatively new in the area. So getting these tests out and seeing them in the field with our soils and with that short growing season is really important to testing these things and making sure that we can give the best recommendations possible, because something that works in one part of the state does not necessarily translate for everywhere else. So we're really grateful that we have the opportunity to look at these questions.
For growers that missed you at the expo today, how can they find out more about your work?
Well, a lot of my work I will publish at the University of Minnesota's website. We have a Minnesota Crop News blog that releases updates not only of my work, but of all of our nutrient management team. And you can also find me just online. My email address is lps@umn.edu if anyone would like to get in contact with me.
To learn more about research supported by Minnesota Corn, visit mncorn.org.